I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, February 22. Coming up, government borrowing no longer crowding out private sector, finance ministry signs agreement to offer scholarships for tertiary level education, and work advanced to set up tourism center. The details after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica BOJ Brian Winter says the era of government borrowing crowding out private sector access to investment funding has come to an end. Mr. Winter says this assertion is based on findings which show 8 quarters of increased access to credit for private sector interests, noting that loans grew by 12.8% in 2016 compared to 5.7% a year earlier.
This sustained increase in bank credit has supported the improved economic performance that we've seen in 8 consecutive quarters of expansion, with GDP growing at 1 to 2% in the December quarter.
Mr. Winter adds that the labor force survey for October 2016 shows the unemployment rate down to 12.9% from 13.5% in 2015, as well as 3% growth in new jobs. This represents the 5th consecutive quarter of employment growth. The Ministry of Finance and the Public Service has signed an agreement with the Petro-Caribe Development Fund to offer scholarships for tertiary-level education. The fund's board in 2016 approved an additional grant of $30 million for the ministry's scholarship program. Chief Executive Officer of the Petro-Caribe Development Fund, Dr. Wesley Hughes, says since 2013, the fund has contributed $38 million to tertiary-level education.
A modern and competitive economy cannot be built without a cadre of highly trained professionals. It is with this in mind that we feel compelled to focus on building human capacity of the country and creating a cadre of leaders for the future.
Dr. Hughes says there is a growing demand for funding for tertiary education, adding that the Petro-Caribe Development Fund is committed to providing support in this area. Work is far advanced on the Jamaica Center for Tourism and Innovation, which will provide training and certification for the hospitality industry. The center will create a certified workforce based on academic skills and competence. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the institute will also serve to accelerate the transformation of tourism enterprises by engaging existing institutions and persons to stimulate and initiate new ideas, as well as harnessing science and technology to transfer knowledge into practice. The facility will also offer a practical curriculum that complements existing hospitality programs at several tertiary institutions and will target aspiring supervisors, managers, and other professionals in areas such as culinary, spa, and hospitality management. The minister was speaking at the ceremony to present the 2016 Tourism Service Excellence Program TSEP semi-finalists in New Kingston on Tuesday. The TSEP Awards, which are being reintroduced, bestow the highest recognition to individuals and organizations in the tourism sector for service excellence. And Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says several areas of the education system are being given increased attention and more schools are getting leaders equipped to move the institutions forward. Senator Reid says school leaders are being provided with the necessary skills to transform the education sector.
It is important that at all levels of the system, persons, first of all, if you're going to hold persons accountable, they have to be prepared. They have to be trained and have the defined competences that they can execute.
The minister was delivering the keynote address at the start of a 2-day international conference organized by the National College for Educational Leadership on February 21 under the theme Transforming Educational Leadership, Disrupting the Narratives. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuey James.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.